This is season number two, and we are on lap number eight of Turning Laps with Mr. Smiley. Tonight's special guests plural, is Ryan Vanderberg and Paxton Billingham. Paxton is one of our young Mini Cup drivers. This is the first Mini Cup interview that I'm going to be conducting. I'm looking forward to having this interview a little bit later on in the show for everybody. I also have a little bit of EIR news. The green flag is waving. Turning Laps with Mr. Smiley starts right now. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Turning Laps with Mr. Smiley, presented by Edmonton International Raceway. I am, of course, Mr. Smiley, and my guest tonight is Vanderberg Racing's Ryan Vanderberg and Paxton Billingham. I'm just going to go over some EIR news before we move into our awesome interview segment. We got some key dates coming up here. Yeah, although our racing season doesn't start till June the 1st, we got some events that EIR is going to be attending, and we'll start them all off May 3rd to the 5th at the Wetaskiwin Regional Airport. It is the 50th anniversary. It's a huge celebration out here. They're going to have food trucks. They're going to have vendors out there. We're going to have a booth out there. We're going to have some cars. Drivers will be there, and I'm going to be there. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be spinning some music. And while you are there, get your $5 tickets for the season opening event on June the 1st. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's a $5 general admission ticket for that one race only, and that's on June the 1st. That's our season opening fan appreciation event. Again, $5 gets you into the gate. It is the best entertainment value out there. You can't get any better than coming out and watch some live NASCAR home track racing action out here at Edmonton International Raceway in Wetaskiwin. All right, moving right along. On May the 18th, start your engines, ladies and gentlemen. You are invited. Come join the Edmonton and area cruisers for special events, YEG Cruises. First season opening event at Edmonton International Raceway. That's right. The YEG Cruises are starting their season at Edmonton International Raceway on May 18th. The hours are from 1 o'clock until 4 o'clock. You could go to their Facebook page, which is Edmonton and Area Cruises for Special Events, YEG Cruises, for more details about this exciting upcoming event. When they were out here a few years ago, they had 30 plus cars. We want to see the 30 plus cars on pit road. And I was also reading earlier, all the participants are going to get a chance to take their vehicle for a few laps around the racetrack. So sign up today. Go to the Facebook page. Again, that is Edmonton and Area Cruises for Special Events, YEG Cruises, for more details, and register your ride today. All right, May 25th, EIR is hosting the Waste Connections of Canada annual truck rodeo. So they're going to have different vehicles out there, and the drivers are going to be split up, and they're all going to be put through this awesome, unique obstacle course. Again, that is Waste Connections of Canada annual truck rodeo. That is, again, on May 25th at Edmonton International Raceway. Throughout the race season, we have our arrive and drive program. That's right, folks. You don't have to worry about owning a race car if you want to actually come out and race one of our NASCAR late models. We have an arrive and drive program. All you need to do is contact Loretta, and her email address is speedway@siban.net for more information on our arrive and drive program. The biggest event of the year is coming up, ladies and gentlemen, on July 27th. It is the return of the NASCAR Canada Series. We have a new entitlement sponsor for that race out here at Edmonton International Raceway. It is NAPA, so it is now named the NAPA 300. again, NASCAR Canada Series coming to town for the Napa 300 July 27th. Your ticket for that July 27th race, ladies and gentlemen, is a, you get another bonus. Two races for the price of one. That's right, folks. On July 26th, that Friday night, those events are included with the purchase of your Napa 300 ticket. Again, Napa 300 is going to be run on Saturday, July 27th. Our home track drivers are going to have a massive fun event the night before on July 26th. Stay apprised of all the EIR news on all of our social media channels, ladies and gentlemen. We have a Twitter, which is formerly, we have X, which is formerly known as Twitter. We also have a LinkedIn page and, of course, our Facebook page. All of our news and information will be on those pages. Finally, we have a special test drive event happening on July the 5th. That is our ladies' night event. Ladies, come and drive a NASCAR late model race car. You get 15 laps in the car. You get 5 pace laps to get your feel of the race car, and then you get 10 laps at speed. All right, but before we throw you into the race car, we're going to walk you around the track. Our instructor, Ron Thiering, he's going to walk you around the racetrack. You're going to learn little bits and pieces about how to drive these big, massive, high-powered cars on the racetrack. He's going to give you some do's and don'ts and some pointers. It's going to last about 45 minutes. Then you come on right back into the pits. We suit you all up into race suits, have your photos taken. You get to keep the photos, and you also get free tickets to another regular season event here at Edmonton International Raceway. Again, that's a special event on July the 5th. Again, go to our Facebook page. That's Edmonton INT apostrophe L Raceway for more information. Or you could go to EdmontonRaceway.com. That is our website. You can get your tickets there. You can get merchandise there. You can get your season passes all on our website. And again, our website is EdmontonRaceway.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, moving right on into our interview segment, we have Vanderburg Racing's Ryan Vanderburg and Paxton Billingham. Ryan raced a couple of races last season at Edmonton International Raceway. He participated in a Stacker event. And he also raced at the very final Bucks Auto Racer Rec Enduro for last season. And his son Paxton drives the number 12 in our Mini Cup class. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen, Ryan Vanderburg and Paxton Billingham. Welcome to the show. Hopefully you guys had a great day and everything today.
Yeah, it was all right. You know, busy. Kids are always busy. Yeah.
Yeah. I hear you there. Did you have a good day at school today, Paxton?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah? And how was your dad was letting me know a little bit earlier that you had to go and do some baseball. How was that tonight? Was it a practice or were you actually playing a game?
It was a practice.
Just a practice? How long did it last for?
It was going to last for 2 hours, but I had to leave so I can come to the podcast.
Oh, well, I'm sorry for taking you away from practicing baseball. Hopefully your coach isn't going to give you too much trouble over that.
He's not.
His coach is sitting right here.
Well, there we go. Alrighty. And what else do you do besides race and play baseball, Paxton? What are your other hobbies?
I play hockey, and in my free time I sometimes play video games.
But what's your favorite video game?
NASCAR Heat 5 or Dirt Rally 2.0.
Oh, wow. And is it on the PlayStation, Xbox, or do you have it on the computer?
Xbox?
Do you have a steering wheel?
I do not. I've actually been asking recently.
A steering wheel makes all the difference in the world. I have a PlayStation 3, and I have a NASCAR game on there. And using the controller versus when I'm on iRacing and I have my wheel with pedals, I'll take the wheel and pedals any day. You really get the realism of racing when you're on the video games or the Sims. But that's, again, just me. Ryan, did you hop in a race car last year?
I hopped in two race cars last year, actually.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. You did a hit to pass, did you?
Oh, or was I did a stacker, and I did the Bucks Auto Racer Rec Enduro at the end of the season.
At the end of the season, that was right. So which one did you like better?
I like the Bucks Auto because, you know, at least you can control your own gas and your own pedal brake and your own steering wheel. Stacker, yep. You know, that was quite a different experience.
A stacker definitely is quite a different experience for sure. And Paxton, last year was your rookie season out there, right? At Edmonton International Raceway?
It kind of wasn't because I didn't sign up fully yet, so I was just like racing. But this year I'm going to sign up and I'm actually going to have like a whole full year.
Okay, so you're going to race the actual full season out here at Edmonton International Raceway in the number 12 Mini Cup.
Yes.
Yeah, you're going to have a different paint scheme this year? Or is it going to be the same one? Or
it's going to be a different paint scheme.
Different paint scheme? All right. And Ryan, what are you going to race this year? Are you going to get back in and do the Bucks Auto Racer Rec?
It's up in the air right now.
Okay.
The wife is, we're having a baby on May 10th, so.
Oh!
Between Paxton racing his Mini Cup and the new baby and that, and we'll see. I might hop into one. There's four races this year for the Bucks Auto, so.
Yep.
You might see me there on one of them.
Right on. And yeah, you sound like you're going to have your hands full. Congratulations, by the way.
Yeah.
And what do you think about that, Paxton? You're going to be a big brother. What do you think of that idea?
I already am one.
Oh, you already are one. Okay. So, again, you're going to be a big brother again.
Yeah.
And how many brothers and sisters do you got so far?
You could have for a second. What'd you say?
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
Two brothers and two sisters.
Holy geez.
Really? We'll have two sisters. He'll have two sisters. He has one sister right now.
Oh, right on. Right on. Alrighty then. So, Ryan, when did you actually start beginning racing? Because I know you and I were introduced this year at Edmonton International Raceway and that. But you're a friend of Ironman Mike Sawyer, right?
Actually, it's a funny story that you say that. So it's been a while. Back in the day, my grandma actually used to run the concession souvenir shack out at the racetrack. So I grew up out at the racetrack there. And when I first initially got it started out there, there was a guy named Roy Wallace racing out there. He raced late models at the time is what they were called. Mm-hmm. And I did it for him. So, and then I stepped away from the track for a couple – quite a few seasons. And one night, my wife and I, we went to Cornerstone for some wings. And it just happened to be that Ron, Loretta, Mike, his wife, well, his now wife, and I think there's two other people there that were sitting there with them. And Loretta called me over and said, hey, called me over and asked me who I used to pit it for. And I told her. And so then they asked me if I'd be interested in coming out to the racetrack and helping Mike Sawyer out. I said, yeah, no problem. And that's where the friendship between Mike Sawyer and Kim and the whole family began, was pretty much at Cornerstone.
Oh, right on, right on. And then obviously racing is in the blood. You introduced Paxton to it, or did he express an interest? First, Paxton, did you express an interest first?
Yeah, I expressed an interest first because I actually started putting for my son. That's what made me start wanting to race.
Right on, right on. And what do you think of racing?
It's really cool.
It's really cool. What's the best part of racing?
I'm not sure.
Winning a race is one of the best parts.
Yeah.
What about when right after that green flag drops and you take turn number one? Is that an is that a big rush or what? Huh? Is that exciting?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's my favorite part, was taking turn number one at right after the green flag drops. What about you, Ryan? What do you think?
Well, you know, my first time in a car this year was in a Stacker, so that was my first time out on the track in a race car this year, and it's something different. Like, whoever came up with the idea of taking two cars and stacking them on top of each other and going around a bouldering like the EIR is, got to give that guy credit, whoever did it.
And who?
Like you said, coming out of corner one, right off that green flag is just adrenaline, boom, you're gone. And then coming out of corner three into four, you're like, oh, I hope this guy down here is not too fast and you got control of that wheel, or else that Stacker might be going over.
Oh, yeah, and that wall comes up real quick when you come out of turn number four.
Yep. I've heard that, but I've never experienced it yet, knock on wood.
You don't want to experience it. Fortunately for myself, I never made contact with the wall. My contact was usually with other vehicles and other drivers that are on the racetrack. Now, you were in a Stacker. You were the wheelman?
I was the wheelman.
All right, and who's controlling the pedals? Was it Mike?
Mr. Mike Ironman Sawyer.
So you guys raced together in a Stacker, and then you raced against each other in the last race rack.
Yes, we did.
That must have been quite interesting for both of you. Did you have a nice little conversation at the end of that?
It's all friendship when it's all done, right? No matter where you are on the podium, if you're first, you're not first, you're in last.
To coin Ricky Bobby, right?
Yeah. It was good, and actually the only reason I hopped in a racer wreck that night is because Mike Sawyer, he said, hey, why don't you hop in a racer wreck and let's go racing together? I said, let's do it then.
So what did you think about that, Paxton, having somebody talking to you during the race? I'm sure you were also on a race receiver, so I'm sure you had the race director telling you to hold your line and all that other stuff. What did you think of that?
I just kind of drown it out because whenever I race, I just sing in my head.
You just sing in your head. What are you singing in your head?
And mostly songs I like.
And what songs? Give me an example of a song that you like.
Yeah, You Spin Me Right Round.
Were you singing that when you got spun around in corner one on your first race at EIR or what?
It wasn't my
No, that wasn't your fault, I don't think. But what a fitting song to actually have it in your head at a racetrack. You spin me right round because you're spinning around the racetrack. You're just basically turning laps is all you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. How much has your dad helped you with racing? I'm sure he's giving you advice and working on the car and stuff like that. Do you rely on him a lot during the day when you're racing?
Yeah.
Yeah? Is he your role model, or do you have a racing role model that you look up to?
My racing role model is Mike Sawyer.
Iron Man Mike Sawyer. There we go. What about you, Ryan? Since you were out at the racetrack growing up and stuff like that, did you have a role model that you looked up to when you started racing, or is it you just talk with Mike and absorb all that information as you can?
Well, it's in and out, right? Like I said, I was back in the day when I was probably about Paxton's age when I started going out to the racetrack and that. And my parents told me I'd never touch a wheel. I'd never touch the track. I said, we'll see about that. But then, I don't know. There was one guy out there I really liked. So I used to love going to watch him race. I don't know if you would know him. His name was Wes Humphrey.
Yep, I know Wes.
Yeah, so he was one of my fan favorites when I was out there watching from the stands. And then an old IMCA driver, Mitchell Ozone, who used to drive the number 8.
Okay.
just good characters all around those guys. Talk to Barry McTavish. I guarantee you he'll tell you some good stories about Mitch.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get Barry on one of the podcasts there. I should reach out to him on Facebook, or next time I'm out at the track, you know, I'll just set them all up and everything.
Yeah, just do one right at the track.
I could. I just got to put the an app on my phone, this app on the phone, and I'll be able to record a segment or just do it live.
Nothing gets better than a live one, right?
Well, yeah, all the bloopers and everything get stuck in there, so that would be a lot of fun. We'll see. I may do a live broadcast throughout the race season. Not too sure yet. My Saturdays are pretty busy when I get to the track, so I don't have too much time to do too much of anything other than play music, call some of the action, do the sponsorship shout outs and that. So what did you guys think about when we line up at the very beginning of the race, have that meet and greet for all the fans coming down and meeting the drivers and stuff like that? What did you think of that, Paxton?
Yeah, not much.
He's cool, calm, laid back, isn't he?
Yeah.
For sure. And what about you, Ryan? I know you were right there in the thick of things.
Yeah, well, you know, it's kind of neat now. Like, I do that now because, like I said, back when I was a kid, it was you waited till the good old race day was over, and then you go down to the pits after the race day is over, and all the guys are there with their cars, and they got their treats on the cars after with their pictures and stuff like that. So,
yeah,
it's kind of makes for a shorter night for kids nowadays, now doing it where you just line them up before the races start that day.
We're 6 weeks away now from opening night on June 1st.
And I haven't even put a finger on the race car yet.
No? Is it in the plans?
Somewhere in there.
And Paxton, are you going to be out on that opening night on June 1st?
Yes.
Yeah? I know you haven't been racing for very long, but who has been your biggest on-track rival, Paxton, when you were racing last season? Who is the one that really got under your skin?
No one.
No one?
No one.
Oh, well, that's good to know. What about the most challenging race that you ran last year? What was the toughest race that you ran last year?
I do not know. Was it those last ones called? The last, lap ones?
The future races.
Yeah, the future races. I can't really count those because I crashed in both of those and went out. Well, I can't really count those.
No?
Not really sure.
You crash into the wall, maybe?
My mom said that I didn't hit the wall, but I was very close to it.
Yeah, you don't want to hit the wall. It hurts, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you think so? Now, whenever you get wrecked out of the race and stuff like that, how do you bounce back the next week? Do you just let it fall off you and you just get right back in the car and not worry about it? Or do you have...
I just get back next week.
Do you think about what happened and try to avoid it again, or?
I just totally forget about it.
You just totally forget about it and just move right on?
Yeah.
Are you going to have any t-shirts or hero cards or anything made up for this season when you guys get back out to the track?
Well, we're going to have to get new ones made because, you know, it's going to be a different difference on the car. So we have photo cards and maybe we make some tumblers.
Right.
Some tumblers and that, so.
Well, you could make t-shirts because mom has that t-shirt for us in the laundry.
Well, you're going to have to talk to mom about that one. I don't think she'll be too happy if you volunteer to make t-shirts.
I said maybe.
Now, you know, when you get your tumblers and that, you could sell your merchandise out in the souvenir stand, right?
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's something that they started doing this year.
Oh.
Yeah, just get in touch with Loretta. She'll fill you in on all the details. Yeah. So you can sell t-shirts, tumblers, hats, even get some keychains. Keychains aren't that expensive.
Yeah, not that expensive.
Yeah, so just some ideas for you guys. What about sponsorships? Are you guys actively looking for sponsors?
Oh, we already have a couple of sponsors.
Oh, right on. And who are they? So we can give them a shout out on the podcast.
Do you know them all?
Fizo, Cal Tire. Imagine Graphics.
So during spring break there, Paxton and I went around. We went to about 30 businesses in Wisconsin. We had no sponsorship letters, and we got some back. So Faisal's Mechanical, they're one of our sponsors this year, as he said already. Imaging Graphics, so he does all their vinyl work. Lanco Glass, so they're going to sponsor us as well.
Oh, wait, the Bowling Alley.
Bowling Alley, Western Lanes and Wetaskiwin is another sponsor of ours. Ratchet's is another one. And Cal Tire and Wetaskiwin.
So, and all it took was you made up a letter and you went to these businesses and they were good to go?
Well, there were some people who reached back. They asked us what we were looking for and stuff. And we also did our sponsorship impacts and sponsorship letters. So
it was good.
Yeah.
What advice would you give to the next generation of drivers that's looking to succeed in racing and motorsports?
To not worry when they're racing. Everything's going to be okay as long as you focus.
Good one.
He answered that one for you.
No kidding. That was great, buddy. That's a good answer. What do you want to add to that, Ryan?
I think that answer took the whole cake right there. Just one more thing here before you end this podcast. I want to make a shout out to Todd Beefus.
Yeah.
Everything that he's got going with Fragile Alex and all that.
Yep.
And just bringing Paxton into his podcast. That was really nice of Todd to do that. It just goes to show you how inclusive the racing sport is.
Perfect way to end the segment. Well, thanks a lot, you guys. Do appreciate your time and everything. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Ryan and Paxton for Vanderburg Racing. Thanks, guys. It was a pleasure having this conversation with you both.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you once again to Ryan and Paxton for their time tonight. Great interview. We had some internet issues, but you know, it is what it is. There's nothing that we can do about that. And now the Black Flag disclaimer. The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed are mine and the guests appearing on Turning Laps with Mr. Smiley and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of Edmonton International Raceway, also known as EIR, EIR sponsors or racers, NASCAR, the NASCAR Canada Series, and their affiliated sponsors. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes and entertainment only. The Turning Laps Mr. Smiley name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service. And now this is the checkered flag. I want to say thank you once again to Ryan Vanderburg and Paxton Billingham of Vanderburg Racing. And of course, a huge thank you to you, the listeners and fans. And don't forget to like and share the podcast. Stay tuned for the next Turning Laps with Mr. Smiley, presented by Edmonton International Raceway. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, keep on smiling.